If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to
carry this.
What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water, and it can draw its feet and its head up into its shell?
What is it? Oh, a typhon.
All right. Now, would you call it that regardless of whether it lived on the land or in the water?
Yes. No, one is the typhon is on the land.
All right.
And the turtle is on the water.
Okay. Turtle. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitterlings.
Okay. And can the insides of other creatures be eaten?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body? Yeah.
Oh, his chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that a person uses to go fishing in?
Canoe.
What would you call one that doesn't have a pointed front?
Boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really, what, the other one?
Flogged the other one.
All right. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say, he got down on his
knees.
Well, suppose he didn't get down on his knees.
Yes, uh-huh.
Suppose he's just, if I can demonstrate, just gets down like this. Say he got down on his, do you have a term for that? What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
close. Or stingy.
Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
comical.
Would you ever use the terms dutchy, slouchy, or tacky?
Yes, somebody had on very peculiar clothes. They said, well, they looked pretty well, but they were tacky.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes.
Well, now, is that word applicable to women as well as men?
Yes, indeed.
All right. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
dressed up.
All right. And what about a man? He's really...
dressed nice.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he's certainly what for his age?
Certainly young in years for his age. I mean young of appearance.
All right. Can you think of a way you could say that in one word?
Spry.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Peckerwood.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Rabbit? No, an insect.
Uh-huh.
Grasshopper?
What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say, the car skidded on the ice and went